Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 619. We're in chapter 3 of the book Do's and Don'ts of Staying Happily Married by Rechaim Morgenstern. We're talking about the four building blocks of love to strengthen the marital bond. And block number 3 is sharing and complimenting. To realize how each spouse shares each other's life and experiences and how each spouse complements the other. And a love between a husband and wife could be compared, and it is compared, to love between the closest of friends. There's a Sefer Ahava Shalom that talks about these two aspects of love between a husband and wife. The Ahavas Doidim is the fiery love, like by Shir HaShirim, or the passion between a husband and wife in that sense. But there's also an aspect of love that is equally important, and in certain ways even more important. It's the basis of everything, called Ahavas Reim, the Ahava of friendship, to being close of friends. The close companionship between friends are developed when they mutually share their lives, when they help each other, when they work as a team, when they complement each other, a brotherhood, like childhood friends that went through the same schools or vacation or dorm together or spend time together, talking about their personal issues. Then there's a special friendship that creates a close bond. It's very important to have that bond in marriage. You know, you have a love bond between an adopted child and a foster parent, right? So the child fills the couple's need for children. The parents fill that vacuum by creating in the child's life and helping them when they were orphaned or abandoned. And that love grows and grows and grows. And that is the key in marriage, to develop a deep friendship. That is the shayrish and yisayit of everything. So he brings four practical ways to implement this concept of deep friendship, of sharing and complimenting. Number one is to reminisce over experiences they shared together, wedding albums, family picture albums, vacation, going down memory lane on pleasant experiences with each other and with their children and with their families, and to recognize how happy they were, not on, oh, that was how I fit into that dress or how young I was or whatever it was, but not in that way where you're going to, feel bad about your current aging, which we're going to talk about in a different subject, about how we have to be happy in every stage of your life. But it's a matter of taking the Simchas HaChaim of what you experienced prior, even if it's a long time ago, and spark that memory to bring you two closer together to each other. A number two, very important, is no matter how busy your schedules are, to make the time to do things together. There's a lot of things that are important that may not be time sensitive, but you have to view it as if it is time sensitive. A Shabbos walk together, a leisurely weekday walk when you can, a dinner out. For some couples, it works to learn together, a short Torah session together. You know, we talked about in different shiurim, with some couples it may not work so well. With some couples it works very, very well. Or an outing together and so on, to share your time and experiences together, to make that a priority. Another concept of what you can do, a third one, is to recognize the areas and traits that each one excels in. To find the nekudais taivais in you. It's Rav Nachman of Breslov, his Talmud Rav Nosson, emphasized this, but it's really yisoid in all of Yiddishkeit and all of life. Just like you have to look at your good points within yourself. We talked about this a lot, that it doesn't mean that you hide from your faults. You have to know your faults to correct them. But if you just look at faults without looking at your milas, you're going to fall into despair and lethargic, and you're going to give up on yourself. So you always have to find good nekudais within yourself in order to build yourself up. So too, you need to find that in your wife, in your husband, to find those points of what you're strong at, in your midos and in your capabilities, in your ability to deal with people, whatever it is, and to focus on the strengths of your spouse and take pride in it, compliment them for it, appreciate what you benefit from their strengths, and so on. Number four is how to think about this, how you're both working towards the same goal. You're working together to build a Jewish home of Torah values, to bring the Shechinah in the home. You have mutual agreements. You may disagree on details, your different personalities, that's fine. But in the general goal of it, of where you live, your lifestyle choices, the chinuch, and so on, is very, very important. So all of these things, when you work on it, you complement each other, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. And the idea, again, of forging this love is the giving, not just the physical act of giving, but how to give in the right way. So we're going to go through certain elements about the healthy aspects of giving. Now, we talked about the concept before I start this part of it, is that there is an inyan of a unhealthy shaloi lishma and a healthy shaloi lishma. So an unhealthy shaloi lishma is if your motive is really selfish and self-centered, and that's your main focus, which we're going to talk about now. There is an element of shaloi lishma that's healthy. For example, you know, if you want to do good things for your husband and for your wife, and deep down, why? Because you want to give. You really want to give. But you have in mind also that they'll be kinder to you, or they'll reciprocate. Okay, so that may not be the highest level of giving, because one needs to give in without intention of receiving, you know, and that's the goal, which we're going to talk about. But the bottom line is if you do have that a little bit in your motivation, or even a lot in your motivation, you continue to do those good things, and you just ask Hashem to please make your motives as pure as possible. You don't stop doing good things, even if for shaloi lishma. You always make the healthier choice, even if it's mixed in together with a shaloi lishma, as long as you have the end goal of lishma. But the idea is to really work on this, to have your motivation for giving. You know, are you trying to please your husband or wife to form a stronger link in the marriage bond, or you're expecting a favor in return or a service in return? So, for example, a wife that goes out of her way to please her husband by preparing a special dinner or by specially dressing up for him when he comes home at the end of the day. And it could be, in her mind, she heard of a dress sale coming up. She wants her to let her go shopping or spend more money. So she's being nice to him and dressing up for him and preparing dinners for him so that when it'll be soften him up to request this request so he could reciprocate. So he'll reciprocate back that favor. Or the husband, right? He'll be extra polite to his wife and would speak to her because he wants her to agree to his choice of where we're going to vacation or to spend time intimately or so on and so forth. So they're not actually giving in the purest sense, because they're more like taking, because your motivation is to receive more than to give. Like I said before, and it's very important, practically speaking, if you have that motivation, you don't stop doing that good thing. You do that good thing. You just have to mix in as much as lishma as possible to try your best to have it more pure, to try best that I would prepare this meal anyway for my husband. I would dress up nicely anyway for my husband, even if I wouldn't want to get that thing. I would be nice to my wife, whether she reciprocates or not for me in whatever I'm expecting of her. That's very important. So Aaron Feldman brings down the Chazal in Pirkei Aves, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yutes, Ahava She'ena Tluya B'davar, Eina Batal Olam. A love that's not dependent on specific causes, not on wealth, not on beauty, not on physical attraction, not on sexuality, not on money, you know, or any type of favor, that will endure forever. Why? Because that's a love generated by giving. You compliment and you do that not necessarily for the reciprocation of getting it back. Now, if you have that in mind, I repeat again, you still say the compliments and you think in your mind, bottom line, it's the right thing to do. You don't stop doing a good thing because of a shaloi lishma motivation, but you try your best to make the lishma stronger and stronger. Rabbi Moshe Aaron Stern commented that the marriage is a give and take relationship, which means that each one of you, whoever's listening now, the husband independently and the wife independently, each spouse needs to be the first one to be willing to unconditionally give, and the other one will reciprocate. So the idea of the secular concept of what's in it for me in order to take, that we have to remove from our metzias. So the idea also with giving tzedakah, you know, if you're giving a sizable tzedakah, so you'll get that big certification or a thank you letter or that, the bottom line is that you still want to give tzedakah, And what you receive is only to encourage you to continue to fulfill your mitzvah. And that's healthy. So this is an important yesod. As we talk about giving and making it shalishma as possible, not connected to anything of reciprocation, remember this. Remember that if you indeed have those other motivations, you know, as long as you're not totally selfish and self-centered, that's okay. You continue doing those good deeds. It's just that what you do is in your mind, you say to yourself, yes, maybe part of my motivation that I'm being nicer to my husband or wife is because they should reciprocate and do something nice for me. So you recognize that, okay, I have somewhat of that motivation, but I'm going to also have a special kavana that I would do this even when I'm not reciprocated. And you'd start practicing on smaller things, giving without the feeling of the necessity of reciprocation. Idea number two is that they have to be conscious that they're giving. Be happy about the fact that you're giving. Be happy that it's a nachas ruach to Hashem. And this will make your routine jobs not boring anymore or straining. You know, your daily routines, your obligatory chores. When a wife prepares meals or does laundry or household things, or a husband does his things around the house to help, it makes them lose sight of the fact that they're giving. And we take it for granted, you know, cleaning a baby, pampering and doing their homeworks and so on and so forth. Realize it's all chesed, it's all giving, it's all beautiful giving. That will make those monotonous, boring things more meaningful to the both of you. And it'll give you that motivation to go forward. So we'll continue Be'ezas Hashem in the next shiur talking about effective giving, which is very, very important. But again, the yesod we say here, we're human beings. There is going to be an element of shloi lishma. So as long as you're not totally self, like a narcissist, totally self-centered, even if you have a certain motivation of reciprocation, of getting something back, you don't hold back doing that good deed. You do the good deed. But what you do is you think mitaych shloi lishma balishma, and you ask Hashem, help that the shloi lishma should turn to lishma. And you ask Hashem, help me be able to give this not less so, or not primarily because of the reciprocation of what I'll get back, but because I want to give for the sake of giving and to give just to give. And sometimes practice that. At times, even when you're not in the mood and you know you're not going to get anything back, be nice and be menschlich and be healthy and be giving. And Me'etz Hashem, you'll see a lot of nachas ruach in your marriage if you continue to behave in this way. And your mundane tasks, you're doing a chesed all the time. That will elevate it. That'll make you feel less burdened by it. You'll actually be joyful with those tasks that you have to do anyway, that you find boring or monotonous or straining. But once you realize, I am doing a chesed for my husband and my children, I am doing a chesed for my wife and my children, it will enhance it and it'll bring a certain joy, even in your seemingly mundane or obligatory chores. Bracha v'hatzlacha.